Thank you very much indeed, Mr. President. As this is the first time I take the floor under your presidency, let me begin by congratulating you on assuming the presidency. I very much appreciated your assistance during my presidency earlier this year, and I assure you, of course, of my delegation's full support to you in carrying out your duties over the next 4 weeks of our session. Mr. President, I particularly wanted to take the floor this morning to thank the Secretary General of ASEAN, His Excellency Dato Lim Jok Hoi, for coming to Geneva to brief the Conference on Disarmament. The UK, of course, aligns itself with the statement just given by the distinguished delegate of Romania on behalf of the European Union. I'm pleased to say that the partnership between the UK and ASEAN is growing ever closer, and we look forward to opening a new permanent British diplomatic mission to ASEAN in Jakarta later this year. We welcome ASEAN's commitment to multilateralism and the rules-based international order in general, and to effective arms control, disarmament and non-proliferation, as outlined by the Secretary General just now in particular. When the five nuclear weapon states recognized by the NPT met in the margins of the third PrepCom in New York in May, we agreed to renew engagement with the ASEAN countries on the protocol to the Southeast Asia Nuclear Weapon Free Zone Treaty, the Bangkok Treaty. As coordinator of the P5 process, the UK very much appreciates that you have agreed to meet with the P5 this afternoon to take this important discussion forward. I and my fellow P5 ambassadors are committed to trying to make progress on this issue. Mr. President, since I have the floor, let me also use this occasion to pay tribute to the tireless efforts of our Secretary General. Thank you, Michael, for your support to this body, and in particular for your innovative efforts to broaden out our discussions on arms control and disarmament to include a wider range of stakeholders. Your characteristically wise words to us today serve to underline your clear-eyed commitment to the aims of this conference. Your huge experience and your formidable diplomatic skills have been much needed and appreciated during your tenure here and will be sorely missed. We wish you a long, happy, and if I know you, a busy and extremely productive retirement. Thank you.